WestCoastCryptos.com. Breaking news.
This is breaking news from West Coast Cryptos. I'm Taylor Elf. Here's what's happening. Bitcoin regains $19,000 and Ethereum rises. Both assets are likely to remain in a tight trading range, at least until the Federal Reserve announces its latest interest rate hike or some other catalyst appears. Bitcoin and Ethereum took different paths today, with Bitcoin declining and Ethereum going higher. Bitcoin was up 0.30% on strong daily volume. The price fluctuated wildly throughout the day, at one point falling below 19K. A sharp drop of 3.47% took place during the 6 a.m. hour, but prices reversed course as U.S. markets opened. The decline occurred on six times the average trading volume and implies an overreaction to the downside that was subsequently corrected. There was little in the way of economic data reports that could account for the decline. Ethereum was 1.72% higher, ending a slide that began after last week's successful Ethereum merge. A look at Ethereum's hourly chart indicates a similar pattern to Bitcoin in that it also fell on higher volume during the 6 a.m. hour, then reversed later. Ethereum has fallen approximately 17% since the merge. Traditional equities rose. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite, and S&P 500 increased by 0.6%, 0.8%, and 0.7%, respectively. In energy markets, the price of WTI crude oil moved 0.42% higher, with natural gas increasing 1.6%. In metals, traditional safe haven gold rose 0.01%, while copper futures increased 0.26%. The dollar index, DXY, was relatively flat, down 0.3%. Well, there you have it. Bitcoin and Ethereum looks like it's in a holding pattern until the next rate hike. This has been breaking news from West Coast Cryptos. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
West Coast Cryptos.